Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Let's all go to court.
Welcome to Total TMI about Orlando and the Freak Show. Let's play Plead the Fifth. Call or text 888-429-0941 with your questions.
Let's go make some law now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Some law. Ow. I say we go to court.
Hooked up by 1-800-ASK-ARY. Now, who's taking the stand?
All right, it's my turn to, give up the business. I already know Meredith's question because she's already trying to talk to me about it earlier today.
Sure did. You let out some tea earlier.
I did not have any tea. I was just like, yo, whatever. I mean, anyway. All right, so I get three questions from the room. I get three questions from the audience. I get to not answer one of them, probably the worst one, at least I hope. And I get to boomerang one back that I answered. So, Buck, you are first.
Oh, yeah. All right, Orlando. Skinny Orlando is what people have been calling you.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Who haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
So a couple months ago, you told us this funny story about when you were really overweight. Something really funny that you used to do is eat while you drive. And you had this you could balance food on your stomach while driving with your knee or something.
Yeah, that's how I ate chili.
So, oh, Lord.
So in your worst time, in your worst day, give me an example of all the foods that you could eat in a car while balancing it on your stomach and driving around.
Oh, I was nice with it. I would eat Pollo Tropical's Tropic Chop.
The bowls are so good.
I was sitting on my stomach.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm really good at driving with my thigh, too. Because my thighs would hold the, I was good at it. So I would sit there and eat that. Or chili was the big thing from Wendy's too. I would just go in on that because if I was cold, I would get some hot that or some soup from Panera.
Soup while you drive?
While I drive. Wouldn't drop a drip, dog.
What?
I was like, yeah, I had a whole platter here.
Wow.
My belly was pronounced.
Tell me about desserts.
He's going to the Frosty next, boy.
I mean, it was a couple times I had a couple things. So I was able to. I had a shelf. Yeah, right. I was able to work.
It's like the pregnant belly.
I was able to do my business. That's what it is. Shut up.
Are you ready for mine? Because you already know where we're going. Here.
I mean, yeah. And I have Davies here too. That he left one as well.
Okay. So earlier this morning for our confession at 7, we were talking about people that have cut off family members, I didn't even realize this, and I feel like a lot of our audience didn't either. That you don't speak to your brother anymore.
No.
So my question is, why don't you speak to your brother? Tell us what happened and why you completely cut off the relationship.
I mean, it wasn't one thing. It was just a culmination of things. And all my siblings are older than me. And I don't know. I've never really gotten into all of it. But my sisters and me all share my mom.
Mm-hmm.
They have a different dad than my dad. But they're my sisters. They've always been my sisters. I've always looked at them we are. Ain't no stepsister in my family. You know what I'm saying? And my brother and I share my dad.
Okay.
And he's always been my brother. But my brother has never, my brother has been jealous of the fact that I grew up with my mom and my dad.
Mm.
My dad left his mom.
Okay.
And came to a marriage with my mom.
Right.
And even though when I was young, he was happy being my big brother because he was the boss. He was and he would come visit and blah, blah, blah and whatever. But when I got older, when I turned 18, he didn't come to my graduation. When I went to college, he never reached out to my brother. And then I started to realize my brother never really rocked with me. He never supported me. When I was in school, freshman, when I was starting a career, nothing. I just never heard from my brother. He almost cut me off. So when my dad was sick and I went home, I realized my brother was talking to me and he's like, oh man, I want to make you this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where is this coming from? And it's when you're there, everything is cool. And then as soon as I left, it was like, you know, we didn't speak anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when my dad finally passed away, and at the funeral, we were both supposed to go up together because I wasn't able to function. And I was like, as representing our father, we should both go up there and somehow make our way through this. And when I started walking to the pulpit to do the eulogy with my brother behind me, I turned around and he stayed over there on the side. It just left me, and I had to go up there and do it by myself, and I was so pissed. I was up there like crying and couldn't put my words together, and looking at him like, "You sorry?" Like, this was the time for both of us to stand up for our pops,
right?
And you left me hanging. And so right there, I was kind of like, "You've always just in my mind." I was just like, "Yo, I don't have to have an explosion. I just really gotta like cut you off."
Yeah.
Because it's not good. And so I did, and then my mom called me and said he came down with cancer, and she's like, he's choosing not to treat it.
How long ago was that?
That was probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. So I called him, and he like just like got off the phone, just like he didn't want to talk. He's like, I'm busy, man. I ain't got time for this, whatever. And I was just like, hey, man, I'm my bad. And I just hung up, and I was like, all right, I pretty much know who I'm dealing with, and so I just said I'm kind of not going to do that no more.
Well, you tried your best, it sounds like.
So we don't really we don't get down like that no more.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's like the whole story in a nutshell. It's not sexy. There was nothing like big that exploded or whatever. It was just
over time.
You kind of just realize that somebody really isn't like, you know, I can't think of a time where my brother was really there for me. My sisters, I can name 100.
Yeah, supportive.
You know, yeah, all kinds, but. Yeah, my brother's not.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, and as I grew up, I was just like, all right, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Davi's question is loaded up here. Let's see.
All right, O. So my question to you is, during your reign of running Wild 94.1, what is one decision, one boss move you made which you wish you could take back? One do-over, one mulligan, something in your career that you know what? Now, in hindsight, I wish I would have gone right instead of going left.
I've said this before. There was a failure that we did when we tried to do a New Year's Eve show.
Mm.
And basically, we were like, you know, we had done Last M Show, Wild Splash. We were like, yo, those are like 15, 20,000 people.
We got this.
We got this. I was like, yo, we just need to do like 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Couples, you know, at this like dope thing, I was like, we need to make it something classy, and so it was like, you know, like everybody dress up,
sexy,
blah, blah. And I swear we sold like 20 tickets.
Ah, damn.
It was empty. It was so empty in there, and it was like, yo, like what's going on? But I mean, it wasn't 20 tickets, but it was not what we thought it was going to be. And I always said that I would learn not to like take things for granted, like, not to just think, okay, we got this because we are here.
That's also a big night to compete with because everybody's doing everything.
And that's what you had to do. You had to compete with everything else. And we were like, yo, if we could put 15 in here, we could put 20 there.
Right.
We could put 500 in this room, easy. And, oh, my God, it was horrible. Like, we were like, we ain't never doing that again. So, yeah. All right. Well, so that's done. I got 3 questions coming from the audience. And you want to hit us up, 888-429-0941. We'll get that next. Hold on. All right. We got the questions that have come in so far. Plead the 5th. What did I eat off my belly?
Oh, man.
Which came from Buck.
So delicious.
Yeah. Just a bunch of stuff. Anything in a bowl. Chipotle was also on that list. Yeah,
yummy.
Definitely handled that. Why my brother and I don't really rock with each other. It was just time to kind of let that go. It was a one-sided relationship. Dobby's question, what was a fail, an epic fail? Our New Year's formal that we threw, which called Something Classy, which was something nobody attended.
Yeah.
Those were our 3 questions that we got. What else we got from the audience?
Oh, we have a call online, too, if you want to go to that.
Okay. Hello.
Oh.
What's good?
Oh, bro.
What up, man? You got a question for me?
Yes, sir. If you had to pick anybody at Beasley that you could lay it down with, now that you're a single man, who would it be? And you have to name somebody. It could be the owner, but who would it be?
Oh, oh
my
the
God,
owner.
The owner? Like, you trying to give me fire?
For real.
She can be cute.
What's the name of his fleet or what?
Yo, you trying to give me the fleet. All right, listen. I mean, all right, now this is weird because I don't want to get in trouble because I'm a boss, so I have to do this carefully.
Stealth.
Now, all right, because and there is, I mean, okay.
Oh, there is somebody. Ooh.
No, it's not. There's not a person, but okay. I mean, what? Yeah, okay. All right. So there's a person, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Can we say a department that the said person works in?
Hey, oh,
what?
Hey, I'm trying to get
it. Baby.
All right, listen. All right, so.
And look, without messing up your money, but if it's something that's going to really mess your money up, I think we can kind of, like, you know.
I don't want to. I mean, I'm not going to mess up the money. I would just say this. Because the person, like usually, like if I say Meredith, y'all know Meredith freaky. Like, this person is like the straight laced person. Meredith,
but we talking about, like, you know, you got them back doors in your mind, like. Somebody walk by and they smell it good, you'd be like, girl, you just don't know.
I mean, okay. All right, see, real talk. All right, we got a few stations in town.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is our Spanish sister station, okay? And Maxima 92.5, all right? And, all right, the morning show is Nandi and Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy fire.
Oh.
Like, she fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, her man is, like, I want to say, like, the FBI or something like that. He's, like, a ninja or something like that. Like, I don't want him to kill me.
So you can't really talk about it.
So I'm not, yeah, and I'm trying to be really respectful because she ain't really out there like that. Like, you know, like, you don't want to be talking. I don't want her to look at me, like, in the hallway and be like, and walk away.
Well, she's going to be here for a little while longer. They just signed
a new 5-year deal. That's longer than my deal, dog. Right. That might get fired.
It's not up in the air now. Even though you ain't shooting it at her, it's up in the air.
It's in the air. Like, I mean, what? Trust me, she work out a lot. She be walking by in them little workout outfits.
Oh,
killing
she has a nice body.
Killing it. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, but I don't say nothing.
She walk by, you be like, yes, sir.
Yeah. She get a yes, sir. She get a yes, sir.
So it's Christy.
She get a yes, sir. Yeah. In a different world, I'd tackle her like football. I would.
Buckle,
we're
putting this together. Can we use her photo up on the video? So
yeah, whatever.
Because she works there, so I know she'll allow us to.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
No, don't add photos to it. No. Okay. All right. Anyway.
I have a question for you.
What else?
Okay. And this did come in on the text line. Orlando, we all want to know what you had under your kilt. Did you wear anything?
Now you got to tell us.
Have to tell us now. What did you wear? Because you wore a kilt in here the other day. We were like, what?
I was told that if I was doing it as a true tribute to Sean Connery,
mm-hmm.
then I had to do it like a Scot. And Scots don't wear anything under their kilts. So I was bangling and dangling.
Oh, my goodness.
I was.
Things were just hanging around.
I was like, bangling and dangling.
You were on the floor, like, taking pictures in Maxima, though.
Yeah, but I wasn't on the floor.
Wait a minute. Who was on there?
Because Martika was like, take a picture. And I was like, draw me like your French girls. You know, but I mean, yeah, I ain't had nothing on under there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was dangling.
All right.
That's why I was so refreshing. It was like eating a cool peppermint patty.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Buck, do you got one?
All right, I got the last question.
Oh, I still got a pause. All right, mm-hmm. go.
Question for Orlando. With all the access you have to celebrities, have you ever had to hide your phone from your kids or your ex so they wouldn't call certain people?
No. I mean, my phone is bio whatever. So, I mean, it's like you can't just get in. But I do there was somebody hacked my phone because I remember that Warwick Dunn got a phone call and he was like, did somebody get a hold of your phone or something? And I was like, yeah, because they called like a few people out of my phone registry. And that's how we knew that my phone had gotten hacked.
Wow.
And it was like, Wyclef got a phone call. Warwick Dunn got a phone call. I guess it was in the W's.
Wait. You have Wyclef's phone number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get that
after the show.
So if your phone gets hacked again, it's Buck.
Yeah, he still can't make Lauren show up all the time.
Oh, all right, never
mind. Oh, God.
All right, so in any department, as far as Beasley, who, when you walk by it, you say, yes, sir.
Okay.
Just like he asked. Who could get it in the imaginary world?
I got it.
Of you being single.
WQYK, JR could get it.
Oh,
JR from the morning show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is just, he asked me randomly, so there you go.
So now on this is where you're going to put the picture up of JR to show him?
Okay.
Because he works in the building.
Yeah, because he works in the building. Okay, apparently you can throw a picture up on mine.
JR's cute. He's a handsome guy. Yeah, he has his own morning show with Lana. I mean, yes, that's my answer. That was a quick one, too. I knew
damn,
right away.
You said that fast.
A little too fast.
Yeah, you've been plotting on it. Okay, all right.
Ooh, Buck, you can't plead the fifth, my friend. You gotta pick somebody you want to have sex with.
Yeah, somebody.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Basically, that's what the question is.
Yeah, that is the question.
Yes, sir, I would have sex with that person.
Is it hot in here?
Yes, it is.
It is hot in her.
Mr. Married Man.
Your wife is. Let me turn up your microphone up a little bit. All right, okay. We don't want to laugh. Everybody be quiet. Buck's about to challenge his livelihood.
Can I stay at your house tonight,
by
the way?
No, you can't stay at my house.
All right. Let me answer this hypothetical.
Ain't no hypothetical.
Boom.
Ain't no hypothetical. We want the name of the person who jiggles your giblets when you walk by him.
There is one person in this building that I can answer this question to. Oh. And she has been on this morning show before. Not you, Meredith.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to go with Rocka.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to say my girl Rocka.
Really? You are going to get her killed. Your wife is Latina.
Yeah.
And you picked another Latina.
Oh,
all the smoke.
Well, if Buck doesn't show up to work tomorrow, we know what happens.
Oh, you're going to die.
Somebody text me right now if I can stay at your house tonight.
Yeah, you need help, dog. Yo, your wife's going to kill you. Oh, all right, wait. So that's a wrap right there.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.